Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from a passage out of the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes, and then out of the Gospel of Luke. First, out of Ecclesiastes, chapters 1 and 2. And Solomon is the author, and he writes, "Vanity of vanities," says the preacher, "vanity of vanities, all is vanity," or another translation, "all is meaningless. I have seen all the works which have been done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and striving after wind. I considered all my activities, wisdom and labor, and behold, all was vanity. All was meaningless and striving after wind." And then out of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verses 24 to 26, and this passage is at the Last Supper, as Christ has entered Jerusalem, and he's just finished washing the feet of all the disciples, served communion, and we read this. And this is out of the Message translation. "Within minutes, the disciples were bickering over who of them would end up the greatest. But Jesus intervened. Kings like to throw their weight around, he said, and people in authority like to give themselves fancy titles. It's not going to be that way with you. Let the senior among you become like the junior. Let the leader act the part of the servant." The writer of Ecclesiastes, who we read from just a moment ago, Solomon, was the wisest of the wise, recognized as that, and also the wealthiest of the wealthy, but realized only at the end of his life that he had wasted the life God had given him. He had everything which the world says was important, but really he had nothing important at all and wasted his life. In his book, Don't Waste Your Life, John Piper retells a story that was first published in the February 1998 edition of Reader's Digest about a couple who, quote, took early retirement from their jobs in the Northeast when he was 59 and she was 51. They moved to Punta Gorda, Florida, where they cruised the Gulf on their 30-foot yacht, played softball, and collected shells, close quote. Piper wondered at first if what he read was a joke, a spoof on the American dream, but it wasn't. It was reality. Tragically, their dream was this: come to the end of your life, your one and only precious God-given life, and you let the last great work of your life, before you give an account to your Creator, to be this: cruising the Gulf, playing softball, and collecting shells. Picture them at the great day of judgment as they look up into Christ's face with hands outstretched toward him and say, "Look, Lord, see my pretty shells?" That would be a tragedy. They had their whole life still before them, and yet they were done. They could have done so much more to leave a legacy, to have made an impact until their last breath. What about us? Are we any different? At any age, don't we also collect pretty shells? We just call them things like trophies, championships, fancy titles, facilities and fields, image and influence, business successes, houses, money, and stuff. Gathering, quote, pretty shells, close quote, often to the exclusion of having an impact in the world with the most important God-given people and moments and making an eternal difference in the lives of others we meet in our one and only time around. So how will we look back on our lives lived each day? Did we just gather more shells or live every day of the life we were given to the fullest? Did we waste the moments in some of those days, or are others' lives near and far around the world better because we lived? Did we realize that there was still much more to do before we run out of the time here, whenever that is? How do we approach each day? How should we approach today and every day, wherever we find ourselves? Yesterday, did you use all the gifts, abilities, resources, and time he gave you to the very best of your ability, or did you waste time? Each of us, and our family, friends, and others everywhere, are sacred creations of God with incredible potential, dynamic purposes, unique passions, and platforms, roles of influence for good. We are intentionally created by God for this specific time in history to leave a lasting legacy of eternal impact that positively changes the lives around us and ultimately lifts Christ and glorifies his Father. And whether we do that or not, well, that's up to us. If we don't, no one else can do it for us. It's a critical question to ask of ourselves in the time we have left here before eternity and at any and every point of our life, younger or older, whether just starting out, nearing the finish line, or somewhere in between. Could I have done more or done things differently? Did God desire more from me than I gave? Questions we must all face today and every day, because if we don't, we will never become all whom God created us to be in this one time around, this one life we've been given, and never have the impact he intended us to have. It is the question we will be asked when we stand face to face before Christ one day. You know, it's interesting looking back that this is not just a condition of our times. It has been with us for as long as recorded history, people living less than the life God created them to live, missing moments, wasting opportunities to have an impact in the world around them. In a few days, we will celebrate Palm Sunday again. At that first Palm Sunday, people gathered on the streets, peered around the corners and out of the windows to see the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem on a donkey. They too had experienced wasted days as they and generations before them waited for the promised Messiah. But they were excited. This was the Messiah. They were sure of it. But the disciples, still focused on themselves, as we read a moment ago, argued during their last meal with Christ which one of them was the greatest. And Christ said, "Those who serve are the greatest," after he had finished washing all their feet, even Judas, who would betray him. As Christ entered Jerusalem, all believed he would take over the government and make their lives better right now. But instead, Jesus went to the cross, rose from the tomb, and ascended into heaven. And with that, he called them and you and me to more. He called us to follow him and to live lives of meaning and fullness and sacrifice and impact. Not to a life of ease and gathering pretty shells, or one which gives into doubt and fear or defeat, but instead he called us to a life of victory with him, lived out every day, having an impact for good in the lives and the world around them. Living a life not compared with the standards of the world or the expectations of others, but a life in him, guided by him, challenged and encouraged by him, and measured against his life of sacrifice and his impact in the world. As I'm sure you know, we're about to begin the men's and women's NCAA Division I National Championship tournaments, affectionately called March Madness. Great entertainment and fun to watch every year. So you're the team which wins the NCAA championship. Then what? What do you do with it? How many children going to bed hungry the day before you won aren't hungry anymore? How about the outcasts, the poor, those adults and children trapped in human trafficking systems in this country and around the world? The NBA playoffs are near, crowning the league champ. Major League Baseball is in spring training with a 162-game season to follow, heading to the World Series. Then maybe you win it all. Great. With trophy in hand, what do you do with the increased platform that provides you? How are those 30,000 children who die each day around the world from starvation or other preventable diseases doing? All safe? Surviving? And now thriving? Maybe you're listed in all the business journals as one of the top companies in the world. Or this fall, you're crowned the college football champion, or you hold aloft the Vince Lombardi Trophy in the National Football League. So what do you do with that? Maybe you're retired, living comfortably like that couple in Punta Gorda. Have you counted the homeless and hungry on the streets around your city or around the nation recently? Glenn Frey, the co-founder of the iconic musical group The Eagles, died unexpectedly a number of years ago. He had written a line in one of their songs entitled River of Dreams, which read like this: "People don't run out of dreams," he said. "People run out of time." What will you and I do with the lives, the gifts, abilities, platforms, resources, and opportunities we have been given to change the world before we run out of time? Will others step into eternity with Christ one day because of us? Because we cared enough to use the gifts and the abilities and resources we have been entrusted with to lift them up, to share Christ and the eternal life that only He provides, to print our name on their life and help them to become all who God created them to be and have the impact He created them to have in this world. What will we hold in our hands when we stand before Jesus to show Him all we have done? Some pretty shells? Or will we hold up to Him the names and faces of the lives who are better because we lived, changed, and saved lives for eternity? What will it be? Wasted moments and wasted lives, or lives of impact in whatever time we have left, following Christ to live lives of impact so that lives are lifted, lives are changed, lives are saved because we lived? Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank You. I thank You for Your patience with us. You tell us over and over what You call us to do and remind us and focus. Help us to do it. No more excuses, Lord. We're following You all the way, every day. You set the example for us. Now help us to have the impact in the world that You intend for us to have, that You created us to have, to make a difference in that life that You bring before us today and every day. Help us, Lord, to be all that You want us to be. No, Lord, help us to be You in the world around us, knowing that as we go forward, You go with us, leading us, directing us, guiding and loving us every day of our lives. Thank You, Lord, for the privilege to walk with You and to make a difference in this world. Thanks for loving us. In Your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.